This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the Starbucks quarterly earnings call yesterday, the words inflation or inflationary came up 24 times. I told you that so I can tell you this. Arabica coffee bean futures finished last year more than 75% higher than they were in January of 2021, and they are still going up. And it ain't just coffee either. Cotton is basically at a 10-year high. Commodities of all kinds are up, and as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, that is kind of a systemic issue.
Soybeans are up 13% year over year, aluminum's up 54%, and hydrous ammonia fertilizer is up over 200% over 2020's average. A lot of this comes down to what we have been buying for the last 2 years, a lot of random stuff.
The pandemic resulted in a substitution of goods for services.
Craig Perrong is professor of finance at the University of Houston. Instead of going on vacation, people built a deck, got a puppy, pet food for the puppy, planters for all their new house plants, some of us. All that stuff requires raw materials, also known as commodities. Producers weren't ready because at the beginning of the pandemic, they cut back.
So when we had that cut in production capacity and then all of a sudden we get this increased demand, you put those two things together and you get price rises.
Commodity prices tend to move a lot faster than prices in the rest of the economy. Jian Yang is professor of finance at the University of Colorado, Denver.
Commodity prices would be a leading indicator of inflation rate in the U.S.
So the story commodities are telling us, Yang says, is that there is more inflation to come in 2022, though it won't be quite as crazy as last year. One of the biggest movers of all in commodities has been energy. West Texas oil is up 61% year over year. Dutch natural gas is up 325%. And these numbers, more than any other, register with people. Matthew Luzzetti is chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank.
It's almost shocking, actually, that all of our measures of long-term inflation expectations are very highly correlated with oil and gas prices.
What we pay at the pump, what we pay for heating our homes with gas, affects where we think inflation is going. And when people expect more inflation can happen.
And so I think it's really important for thinking about how entrenched inflation pressures may become.
Commodity prices change not just what's in our wallets, they can change our minds. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.